In 2009, this government made the commitment to improving the language and mathematics levels of our learners. If we achieve this objective, we will improve the quality of the whole system, improving learner performance and retention in all grades, and ultimately better outcomes in the National Senior Certificate. Just over a week ago, we released the grade 12 results and were pleased with the steady improvement in outcomes in a number of key indicators. In years to come, the improvement of these results will depend on the quality of learners coming through the system, and this will ultimately rely on the comprehension and understanding of language and mathematics at the required levels. In order to determine the levels of our learners' language and mathematical abilities so that we can target and assist schools in improving their outcomes, the Western Cape Education Department has been conducting language and mathematics testing for learners in both grades 3 and grade 6 for a number of years, introducing grade 9 testing in 2010 for the first time. The Western Cape government believes in the value of providing diagnostic assessment of the provincial education system so that we can improve the management of education and learner performance. SG?
If you're going to use diagnostic testing as such a key feature of what it is you're trying to do, the tests must have credibility in the public eye. You know some of the criticisms of the matric exams. And so while we had no criticisms, we decided that we wanted to enhance the credibility of the exams amongst our teachers and the public. And we took the tests to the Centre for Evaluation and Assessment at the University of Pretoria. Experts there are involved in both the TIMS and PIRLS tests. And we asked them to evaluate and update the existing instruments. You will know from last year that they endorsed our mathematics tests, but they indicated that the language tests could be improved. And so this year what we're able to do is to say in 2011 and 2012 the language and maths tests were equivalent and therefore we can compare them. Remember last year there was no comparison for the language tests. This will allow us to determine if our strategies in literacy and numeracy are indeed improving, yielding positive results, or if we're declining in performance in the different areas of testing.
We therefore have pleasure today in sharing with you the results of the 2012 testing and an analysis on whether any improvements have been made. The 2012 CLEAR tests reflect the following. In October 2012, over 250,000 grade 3, 6 and 9 learners from 1,421 public, ordinary and independent schools took part in the tests. The breakdown of learners per grade is as follows. Grade 3, 83,030. Grade 6, 79,301. And grade 9, 89,674. We are delighted that the 2012 language and mathematics results have produced improved outcomes in all grades and in all subjects. We have seen improvements in every grade tested for both language and mathematics. We are also pleased that each of our education districts has also achieved improvements in every subject in each grade. The results are as follows. Language results, and I'm going to read them across. Firstly, the grade, then the percentage pass rate in 2011, the percentage pass rate in 2012, and the difference between 2011 and 12. In grade 3 language, it was 30.4% and has improved to 38.9%, a difference of 8.5%. In grade 6 language, 31.5% moving up to 36.9%, an increase in 5.4%. And in grade 9 language, 44.2, moving up to 48.2, a difference of 4%. And these percentage pass rates indicated is based on a pass requirement of 50%. And the same applies to the mathematics results. Grade 3 mathematics is up from 47.6 to 51.5, an increase of 4.3%. Grade 6 mathematics up from 23.4 to 26.4, an increase of 3%. And finally, grade 9 mathematics up from 10.9 to 13.9, an improvement of 3.5%. In analyzing these results, it indicates that the levels of literacy and numeracy are improving in the Western Cape. For grade 3 numeracy, the percentage pass rate has increased over 50%. This result, together with the increases in the language result, is hopeful. This suggests that strategies in our foundation phase, such as the provision of additional readers and the introduction of mathematics textbooks in the foundation phase, are starting to yield positive results. But as stated time and again, there's no quick fix when it comes to improving the quality of education. We were aware in 2009 that our strategy to improve literacy and numeracy would take time. We in fact stated that it would take 10 years before we would be satisfied with the levels of outcomes in these areas. The important thing is to ensure that improvements are being made. Any increase indicates progress, and for this we can be pleased. I would like to congratulate our educators, principals, and the district staff on the role that they have played in improving these results. We can be confident that we are on the right track in improving language and mathematics outcomes. I'm now going to hand over to the SG to give you the picture looking forward.
I think it's always important to listen to the words the minister uses, because clearly we are pleased with the improvements. That doesn't mean we're pleased with the results yet. We've still got a long way to go, and I think sometimes people confuse those two things. But at the same time, improvement in such a big system is something that we welcome. But we need to further strengthen our strategy and improve our support to our schools. This morning, all our schools received their 2012 results, so that you're the second people to receive them. They get their individual results, and they get their results in relation to what's happening in the district and the province. And in the coming weeks, our schools will be visited by district staff to analyse the results with the senior managers and to set targets. Remember last year we spoke about the SIP, the School Improvement Plan, and they've got now until the 15th of February to use the analysis of their results to populate and set their targets for 2013. In addition to the analysis and the target setting, we will be offering training programs at the Cape Teaching and Learning Institute that will focus on developing teachers' knowledge and skills in the areas of language and mathematics. We're in the fourth year of this program, and by the end of the eight-year program, we will have trained all primary school teachers in language and mathematics. The introduction of CAPS in 2011 means that teachers are now teaching a first additional language from grade one, and we believe this is one of the reasons for the success of our grade three language results. We'll also be increasing our supportive monitoring this year. The academic performance improvement function on our school improvement plan on the SIPs is extremely important in monitoring the performance and improvement levels at each school. So in the SIP, if you ask a school for it, you'll see the historical, what were the results in 2010, 11, now they've got 12, and then we expect them to project forward, so that we expect every school, whatever percentage they are at, to improve. They will then submit their improvement targets to the relevant officers after their careful analysis, and then these targets are captured onto the SIPs database and monitored. We do monitoring every quarter to make sure that our schools are on track to achieve their targets and we ask schools what additional support do they need. This function enhances accountability across the system and allows us to identify schools that are at risk in meeting targets so that we can provide the necessary support and assistance. We will continue to encourage the use of textbooks and workbooks in the classroom to improve classroom practice. Minister, you know that we have provided millions of textbooks and classroom readers to schools over the last 3 years. Our function in 2013 is to ensure daily use of those workbooks.
Together with the strategies the SG has described above in the statement, as well as the continued support of parents, educators, schools and the WCED, I'm confident that we will ensure over time that all the learners of this province will be numerate and literate at the appropriate level for their grade. We must see the 2012 improvements as a step ahead in the right direction in 2013, and we must continue to build on that foundation.